Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Prosecutors in New York City charging a Plano man with making threats against political candidates.
The DA in Queens says 44-year-old Jeremy Fistel left a series of threatening voicemail messages for Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani and submitted the threatening messages through Mamdani's website. He's been indicted on 22 counts, including 4 counts of making a terroristic threat as a hate crime. Prosecutors say Fistel left a message on Mamdani's office voicemail saying that he should go back to Uganda before someone shot him in the head and got rid of his whole family. In another message, prosecutors say Fistel told Mamdani that he hoped someone shot him in the face and that he got raped and murdered. Fistel was released on bond after pleading not guilty, but was ordered to stay away from Mamdani and his family. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD on Facebook and Instagram for polls, top stories, exclusive videos, and more.
Pretty big problem in Waxahachie. Trouble at the High Five still going on. We'll get to those at 4:08.
I'm NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell. I'll tell you when rain chances will be going up and temperatures will come down.
I'm Eric Bushman in Dallas, where the new city budget was passed, but not unanimously. We have both sides.
And I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin, broadcasting live from the Milestone Plumbing AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. You know, they worked late into the night on a massive budget in Dallas. And as we hear from KRLD's Eric Bushman, a city library temporarily had been saved is now closing down.
City Councilwoman Paula Blackman wanted the Skillman Library open for another year. She even pushed an amendment to do so. But that went away when Mayor Eric Johnson offered another amendment reallocating that money elsewhere. Blackman still voted in favor.
My support of the budget doesn't mean that I support the closing of the library. It's just that, you know, the budget is the budget and there's good things in it.
Blackman says the budget included new innovation, allowing city resources to scan all Dallas neighborhoods to see how the city is looking. Mayor Johnson, though, was among 3 votes against the budget. Johnson said he couldn't support a budget that didn't provide, in his opinion, meaningful tax relief. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Austin, the governor signs lots of bills into laws. One of them's House Bill 8 that puts an end to the STAR tests, and it's getting replaced with a series of smaller tests at the beginning, middle, and end of the school year.
For the first time ever, districts will be able to measure student growth throughout the year in addition to year-over-year growth.
That's State Rep Brad Buckley. The governor also signed a couple of drug-related bills. House Bill 7 makes it illegal to manufacture, distribute, mail, or provide abortion drugs in Texas. It's also enforced their $100,000 civil fine. And this ivermectin, it's used for parasites in livestock. You can now buy it to fight COVID without a prescription.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been granted flexibility in serving a 30-day jail sentence tied to the high-speed crash last year in Dallas that left several people injured. Rice, who pleaded guilty in July to charges from the crash, was sentenced to 5 years of deferred probation and ordered to serve the jail time as part of the deal. The Dallas County's DA's office confirmed that a judge has allowed Rice to choose when he serves the time, though each stint must be approved by the court. Rice must complete the sentence during his 5-year probation period. County officials said this week that Rice has not served any portion of the sentence. Rice is serving 6 NFL game suspensions for his role in that incident. He also agreed to pay more than $1 million in a settlement with the victim.
With another late night host muzzled,
showed him the door.
First, Colbert, although he's still on the air for, I guess, until May.
Jimmy just said, don't let the door hit you, or the good Lord split you.
Well, and then the other thorn in the president's side is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And they canceled him yesterday. It started with Nexstar, Irving-based company that owns a bunch of TV stations around the country, and the ones that are ABC affiliates, they said, don't run it anymore. And then ABC said, well, we're just going to cancel it, too. So Jimmy Kimmel's, what they're calling is an indefinite suspension of his show.
He's canned.
It's over. Following comments he made about the Charlie Kirk shooting. Here is exactly what he said on his show night before last.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
Now, and that last, it wasn't that last part that got Kimmel in trouble.
No. But just to be fair here, the president had been asked about Kirk about 20 times previous to that last statement. But that's what they do. They cut these up, and that's fine.
But it was the first part. He insinuated that some on the right are trying to score political points with Charlie Kirk's death. Well,
by saying that the killer was a MAGA.
Exactly. No, by saying that the killer was a left-wing.
Well, they're trying to cover up the
lunatic.
Fact that he was a MAGA.
And he's not wrong. And, you know, anytime anything bad happens, one side or the other is going to try to score political points. That's the way it works. And so Kimmel was not, it wasn't like he was dancing on Charlie Kirk's grave or that. Believe me, I've seen a lot of his stuff. He said a lot worse things about Trump and MAGA than that. But that's the
times we live in. I mean, if you're offended by this, and I always say this to people, if you're offended by this, where were you the last 5 years? Yeah. Where were you when you saw Facebook and Twitter and de-platforming Republicans and Roseanne fired and Gina Carano fired? Where were you there? And the same with Republicans. If you're excited about this, why weren't you excited about those other firings? Because it's your team. Right. That's why.
That's right. We divided into teams. So, reaction to this, pretty swift. Bernie Sanders.
Look, I mean, you've heard me say this a million times. This country is rapidly moving toward an authoritarian form of society. In authoritarian countries like Russia and others, Saudi Arabia, you do not have a media that is allowed to be critical of the government. Trump just, what was it, yesterday, the day before, announced a $50 billion lawsuit against the New York Times. Today, the head of the FCC basically says, I don't like what this guy said, and we could take away your license. You better get rid of him. So this is just another step forward.
So he's referring to FCC Chair Brendan Carr, who is a big Trump ally, and he was on a conservative podcast yesterday before all this Kimmel stuff happened, and he was talking about Jimmy Kimmel and ABC.
And they have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action. frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Okay. The easy way or the hard way? What is this, the Sopranos?
Again, I mean, we've seen people removed for you've got to step. You know damn well that if we said something crazy on this show, we're gone. When you work for a big corporation,
well,
we like to think free speech. We ain't afforded free speech completely.
Chris Cuomo pointed this out on News Nation last night. We're going to actually play that a little bit later on. He's saying the First Amendment applies to government interference with the right to free speech.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a private company, that's a different story. And these are private companies, and I think most on the right are probably saying, well, if that was their decision as a private company to take him off the air. But did they do it under pressure from the government? Because you hear that cut from Brendan Carr, I mean, clearly, you know, we can do it the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah, and that presidents have been doing this forever. We saw this in the Biden administration. They pressured Spotify to pull Joe Rogan off for his anti-vax. The problem is with Kimmel is he doesn't have Rogan power. He doesn't have Dave Chappelle power when they try to cancel him for his LGBTQ comments or jokes.
Question, though, is this a smart move on the part of ABC?
No.
Republican strategist Elizabeth Pipko says maybe not.
Look, he should be punished if he's losing ratings, losing, you know, anything for the networks that are paying him. Again, free speech absolutist. I kind of am along the lines of what Charlie always was. I think everyone should say whatever they want. I just wish more people in our country decided that they were going to take matters into their own hands and say, if people continue to spread lies or speak in this way, we're not going to give them the time of day, watch their show, give them money. That's all. He's free to say whatever he wants. I think more people should have stopped listening to Jimmy Kimmel a long time ago.
Amen. That's it. Let the free markets decide.
And I don't know what Kimmel's ratings were. I know they weren't as high as Colbert. Colbert was number one. I think he's down there, I don't know, maybe with Fallon. And that's the thing. You know, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, watch your back.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this even before, long before Trump came into office. We talked about the late night landscape is changing drastically. We probably won't have these shows in the next 10 years, any show.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, I would say this, though, bear with me. I think we could be more free today than ever because in 10, 15 years ago, Jimmy Kimmel being fired, he would have nowhere to go. Now he's got podcast availability. He can get a Netflix deal, a Hulu deal. He can do a lot of things where before, if you're done with late night, where are you going to go? Who's going to do it? Comedy Central?
Well, he can go somewhere else. I mean, this whole thing is just, this all stems from the Charlie Kirk thing. What was Charlie Kirk all about?
Freedom of speech.
Open exchange of ideas.
Go to podcast, do it there. And that's why I'm just like, if you're worried about a boss coming down on you, be independent. Try to make it out on that way. And that's where Charlie Kirk made it. He didn't have anybody telling him what to say because he went out and got advertisers and built it that way. Well, but you know how metric and network television is.
Everyone's got a podcast.
That's it. And if Charlie Kirk can make it, then Jimmy Kimmel, who's got a bigger name with the older audience,
yeah.
I mean, he can make some waves, right?
Today is the day to give till it hurts. It is North Texas Giving Day. It's one of the biggest charitable endeavors of the year. And as part of that, the Salvation Army of North Texas, they've got some big plans. They're going to bring in Major Rod Webb, who's the area commander for the Salvation Army of North Texas. He's with us right now on the mic check. Good morning, Major.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, Excellent. We're doing great today. So tell us about these care kits that you're distributing.
So the Salvation Army of North Texas is celebrating North Texas Giving Day by packing hygiene care kits to distribute to those experiencing poverty and homelessness. And to maximize the community impact today, this day of service is taking place at three of our Salvation Army locations. Kind of as an example that our reach covers all of North Texas, serving every zip code in the North Texas area. So these three different volunteer groups at these sites will each build 500 hygiene care kits, which will then be distributed in Arlington, Irving, and Plano areas. Each of these kits include personal hygiene items such as disposable razors, shaving cream, shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and more. We're excited to have corporate groups that have wanted to get out today and actually roll their sleeves up and help to make an impact on this North Texas Day of Giving. We're thankful for Abby Halliday that is going to be serving at our Arlington Core Community Center. D.R. Horton, who has volunteers that will be out working at our Plano Community Care Center. And United States Cold Storage, who will be working at our event at the Salvation Army Irving Core Community Center. Yeah.
Well, who are you going to hand these out to?
We're going to hand them out to the homeless in these areas and also have them as resources at our community care centers for folks that walk in and have a need that this might best serve.
And the three locations, tell us where exactly.
So those three locations today are at our Salvation Army Arlington Core Community Center at 712 West Abram Street in Arlington, Texas, the Salvation Army Plano Core Community Center at 3528 14th Street in Plano, and the Salvation Army Irving Core Community Center at 250 East Grawler Road, Irving, Texas.
That's great. You guys do such great work. You're getting ready for the holidays, I'll bet. You got that big kettle ready for the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We sure do, and we hope to fill that thing up. In fact, we hope that today folks will kind of, in essence, help us fill the kettle. We have a goal today on North Texas Giving Day to raise $400,000. And we know that the great community of North Texas is ready to rally to the occasion. And the wonderful thing is we have a matching gift partner. So all the dollars we raise today will be doubled. And so folks that are interested in giving and helping us fill the kettle a little early before the official kickoff at the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day can always go today to northtexasgivingday.org/organization/Salvation Army North Texas.
Sounds good. Major, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. That is Major Rod Webb. He's area commander for the Salvation Army of North Texas. They do such great work.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.